Blackstone Audio presents The Aspern Papers by Henry James. Chapter 1. I had taken Mrs. Prest into my confidence. Without her, in truth, I should have made but little advance, for the fruitful idea in the whole business dropped from her friendly lips. It was she who found the shortcut and loosed the Gordian knot. It is not supposed easy for women to rise to the large, free view of anything to be done, but they sometimes throw off a bold conception, such as a man wouldn't have risen to, with singular serenity. Simply make them take you in on the footing of a lodger. I don't think that unaided I should have risen to that. I was beating about the bush, trying to be ingenious, wondering by what combination of arts I might become an acquaintance, when she offered this happy suggestion, that the way to become an acquaintance was first to become an intimate. Her actual knowledge of the Mrs. Bordereau was scarcely larger than mine, and indeed I had brought with me from England some definite facts that were new to her. Their name had been mixed up ages before with one of the greatest names of the century, and they now lived obscurely in Venice, lived on very small means, unvisited, unapproachable, in a sequestered and dilapidated old palace. This was the substance of my friend's impression of them. She herself had been established in Venice some 15 years, and had done a great deal of good there, but the circle of her benevolence had never embraced the two shy, mysterious, and, as was somehow supposed, scarcely respectable Americans. They were believed to have lost in their long exile all national quality, besides being, as their name implied, of some remoter French affiliation, who asked no favors and desired no attention. In the early years of her residence she had made an attempt to see them, but this had been successful only as regards the little one, as Mrs. Prest called the
sample complete. Ready to continue?